I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today, I want to talk about self-correcting systems. Now, it is easy to look at anything, see that it is broken, and get frustrated. But so many of the things in our world are self-correcting systems, meaning they're always going to be broken. They're always midway on this path of growth, of getting closer and closer to optimal, to perfect. And in that regard, since everything is always midway on the path, it's always perfect. It's even in a broken state, even in a state of flawed perfection. It is perfection because everything is imperfect. Everything is transitory. Everything is on this path of growth, ideally. But there are so many times when a smaller type of thinking will see something broken and be like, I don't like it. It's not good. Everything sucks. It used to be better. And it's important to remember that the best things in the universe are self-correcting systems. For example, evolution. Life on this planet is a self-correcting system. Each path of evolutionary growth is a process of hitting an obstacle and getting better. As the environment changes, it then redirects and changes and evolves, and the structures and the traits of that species self-correct and optimize into a new species, or an old species dies off, a new one takes over. And that is how the universe works. And it works fractally. We as individuals are self-correcting systems. Our personal growth, we don't become a personality and then go, well, that's who we are. No. Life, when we are on a spiritual path, when we are becoming a human being as they, I believe, are intended to be. Of course, whatever you are is perfect. But the ideal path of life is one of self-correction, of finding, this keeps frustrating me. Okay, how can I evolve? How can I redirect? How can I analyze the things that aren't working and fix them? Our country is a self-correcting system. People can get frustrated about the way things are. It's very easy. There is tons that are broken about our country. Our current president ran on every president runs on a policy of, it sucks, I'll make it better. We are a self-correcting system. Our Constitution, the reason why it is so beautiful, the reason why our government, even in its flawed state, is so awesome is because it is a self-correcting system. It has things built into it that say, here's how you change it. We have amendments. We have new laws constantly that are brought up by lawmakers and citizens and special interest groups because it is a self-correcting system. If you don't like it, inherent in the system is the obligation of the members of that system to improve it. It is a duocracy, just like Burning Man. Burning Man is not a utopia. People look and go, oh, see, here's examples of why it sucks. There's people leave their bikes, or people steal things, or people don't understand Leave No Trace, or people, yeah. That's because it's not utopia. It is a self-correcting system. And as we find things in it that are broken, we don't go, oh, this is broken. Everything sucks. We go, oh, this is broken. Is it something that I can fix? Is it something that I have the talents or the understanding or the resources, the connections? What can I do to make this better? That's our obligation in general. It's our obligation in our country. It's our obligation in our communities. It's our obligation in our personal path of growth. Life is self-correcting systems. That is a massive obligation, and it is massively empowering. You are in control of everything in your life, from your personal health to your interactions and with other people in relationship, to your interactions with your environment, to your interactions with your government, to your interactions with everything, because you are the fractal center of the self-correcting system of this universe. Congratulations! And I'm sorry for such a burden, but what a gift to be in so much control. And what a gift to release the need to be perfect at any one time, because perfection is midway on the path. Congratulations. Thanks for being midway on the path with me. Thank you for allowing me the space to self-correct, for the supporting, loving space where imperfection is perfection. Thank you for being you. I love you. A couple more thoughts on self-correcting systems in a political realm. We are currently in the middle of a brouhaha where the members of the NFL have decided to protest the police mistreatment of African Americans, among other things, and the process or the way that that protest is happening is in taking a knee during the national anthem. Our president called the people protesting sons of bitches. He called for the firing and the punishment of those that protest because doing so is disrespecting the flag and the United States of America. I posted that I was moved to tears this weekend when I saw how many athletes took a knee and joined in protest. I've never thought of professional athletes as being role models, and it's frustrated me to see our gladiators exalted to this role model state, but this weekend I saw heroism on the field, and it was exciting and it was inspiring. Someone said, thinking that taking a knee during the national anthem is protesting the flag is like thinking that Rosa Parks was protesting public transport. Someone else in my thread where I was talking about this said that to them, taking a knee during the national anthem, outside of burning the flag, is the most disrespectful thing you could do to the United States of America. To which I'm like, what? First of all, taking a knee is a very respectful gesture of disapproval. Turning your back on the flag, giving the finger to the flag, burning, urinating on the flag, dragging it on the ground, these are expressions of disrespect. Taking a knee is a humble gesture of disapproval. And to say that it is the most disrespectful thing you could do, to me, I can think of so many more disrespectful things. For example, my friend Tim said, well, what about marching through the streets with Nazi flags? That's disrespectful to the United States. What about speaking from the Oval Office with obscenities? What about ignoring millions of people suffering in United States citizens suffering in Puerto Rico and instead making your press conference about sports, taking on sports? What about looking at protest as being un-American? Protest is part of the self-correcting system of America. America has never been set up as something to be done and correct. It is set up as a system. The Constitution is built into our very core as a country, is a self-correcting system where when you see something wrong, you speak up and you work to fix it. That is as patriotic as you can be in this country. And to say otherwise is cowardly. Henry Rollins had a quote where he said, "It's easy to spot the cowards. Cowards are the ones who hide behind freedom. Heroes are the ones who stand in front of it, putting personal risk to defend it." Being a professional athlete, having everything, and risking disapproval, risking your career, risking all that you have for your values, for your children, that is patriotic and that is heroic. Refusing to have dialogue, refusing to admit anything is broken in the name of blind patriotism is cowardly. So I salute all those that are protesting in whatever direction, doing so peacefully, doing so respectfully, because that is how America grows. That is how we evolve. And in the state of the world right now, in the state of our environment and our risks of nuclear war and fascism, we need to be self-correcting. We need to be critical of the state of things so that we can evolve, so that we can grow, so that we cannot crumble as a society. Thank you to all who are heroic. Thank you to all who support freedom in a path of personal risk. I will take a knee in solidarity to all those who are standing up for what they believe in. Thank you. I love you.